I'm ready.
Okay, that's good. And if you look at your portfolio, your CAS portfolio, you say that it is up to date, and then that you've done all reflections, and then you met the targets for this year.
Yeah, I do think I did. I finished all my reflections, so I have 3 for service, 3 for my activity, and 3 for my, like, DJ club, which was my creativity. So my portfolio is up to date.
All right, okay. Do you know that the requirements over the 18 month of your CAS journey is to have like 2 seasons of activity?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, of activity, so physical exertion, also 2 seasons of creativity, 1 art.
Yeah, I did my DJ club lasted 2 seasons.
You did your DJ club?
For okay. 2 seasons, yeah.
So what would be the other creativity?
No, but the creativity lasted 2 seasons.
No, you have to have 2 seasons of creativity, including 1 art.
What does that mean? What's an art?
Yeah, that's the question. What's an art? So is DJ falling into the arts category?
I mean, it's like music, and music's an art.
Okay, all right. So this is your creativity is 1 activity only, yeah?
Yeah.
All right, okay. And 1 year of local service.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Good. Now, if you look at your experience, okay, and then, CAS prescribes some learning outcomes.
Yeah.
So can you give me, like, example of experiential learning in some learning outcomes?
Yeah, so for example, learning outcome 5 is demonstrate the skills and recognize the benefits of working collaboratively.
Mm-hmm.
So during our service, we work with blind and deaf children from another school. And it was really tough to, like in the beginning, it was tough to organize all our activities at once. But then like we regrouped and we spoke to our teacher. And we started to divide the class like into groups so we could work collaboratively, and each individual group organized activities for the kids, and it worked a lot better. So
okay.
Like worked a lot better when everyone had their own responsibilities as opposed to just one person taking charge.
Yeah. So what's the name of the service again?
Lighthouse Motor Skills.
Okay, and the purpose of the service is?
It's like you teach motor, well, I mean, the idea is that you teach motor skills to these blind and deaf children, but then it's normally we like just, it's not necessarily motor skills, it's just like different activities that we do
yeah.
with them.
Okay, okay. And that's happening within the day,
yeah? Yeah.
Yeah. Is it with Miss Laurie?
Yeah.
So how have you adapted to the current situation to remain engaged in your service? What have you done, you guys?
So I think that basically to begin with, like, so we actually only saw our service partners like 3 times, because after in January, there was like our schedules didn't line up, so they were unable to come, like they were on school holiday or something. And then by the time we were able to come, the school had put restrictions that we weren't allowed people off campus. So I think that we had already been working for a while, basically planning. So we continued to plan because there's a lot of uncertainty. So we weren't sure if we were able to see them again.
They were very much challenged by the situation.
Yeah, so we send them an email giving an update and asking for feedback. And initially we were going to plan different things on campus. So we were going to have a disability awareness day where everyone wore purple, and we were going to work with the junior school to like learn how to interact with younger kids, because all the kids from the school are younger. But then, of course, now with online learning, like these activities became really difficult.
All right, thanks for that. And then tell me about the other learning outcomes, like which learning outcome, for instance, like stood out for you?
Do you mean for the same service or just in general?
No, in your CAS, in the overall CAS. No, we can't stay on the, yeah.
Okay, sure.
Overall. Done, what stood out for you?
I think maybe learning outcome two is like demonstrate challenges that have been undertaken, developing new skills in the process. Like, for example, like for DJ Club, in the beginning it was very difficult because like I'd never done it before. But then like as we continued to go, we would film ourselves and then rewatch the videos, and that really helps like identify where you're struggling a bit more and where you're doing well. So then after that, we would watch the videos and the next time try and improve on that. So I think that was, a good example of that.
Okay, thank you. And what about the sports? Tell me a bit, because I know like you're very much into sports.
So yeah, so I think last cast interview we talked about football. Should I talk about basketball? Oh no, never mind. So, in season three, I did track and field for the first time. So it was like a very new experience for me because I'd never done like just track or just like running basically. So, the coach was like changing our sprinting style. So she would like we would run and then she would give you tips and then you would focus on it. And then she would like tell you if you're doing better or if you still need to change something. So I think that was just like a very new experience for me, but I definitely learned a lot in that during track and field.
So how many sports have you done like over the year?
I did like football, basketball, and then track. And then I did like football outside of school and basketball outside of school.
But is football is more important to you than basketball, or are you equally involved in both?
Football's, I mean, it's not really that it's more important. It's just like I've been playing it for longer. There's like more opportunities to play football. So like I'm better at it because I've been training a lot longer. So I guess I like it more because I'm better at it.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, there's been some achievements for you, no, in terms of sport activity over the year.
Yeah. First of all, we won CSAC, which like I was the captain of that team, so that was really exciting.
Yeah, I was told you scored so many goals.
Yeah, I scored like 14 goals, and then I won. And
player here.
Yeah, I won most valuable player in CSAC, and then I won most valuable player for the season. And then I won most valuable player for the basketball season as well.
Okay.
And then for basketball, we also beat Dover for the first time, which was really exciting. But yeah.
On a personal note.
Yeah.
So what have you been most proud of over the year? The school year? What did or anything in your cast?
I think... most proud of, I don't know, I think non-academically, like in sport, like winning CSAC was definitely something I was most proud of, just because like it was such a team effort and at the end it was so like we were so bonded as a team and it was such a nice experience.
So what made a team being a good team?
I think everyone was like quite I don't know, like everyone in the past we had like some players that didn't necessarily want to be with the group. But this team was, like, quite well bonded, so I think that really helped with, like, the team, like, energy. And, yeah, I don't know, we were just all quite close, I guess, so it just helped. And we were playing really well.
Okay.
And then academically, like, in school, I don't know, maybe just, like...
Not academically. No. I'm just talking about what you did in your school life.
I probably say, like...
It's about cast and then what you stretch yourself in sports and then I know you are completely into sports. So just one question quickly, and then would like to know, what have you learned about yourself in 2020?
In 2020?
Through these activities, obviously.
I think I've learned that I can be quite determined. Like, if I have a goal in mind, like, I'm very, very determined to get to that goal, which is really helpful. But then I've also noticed, like, the contrary. So if I'm like just working for something with no goal, I find it really difficult to like stay focused and keep working hard because like I really benefit from having these goals. So I think in the future, like especially during my EE, like I've tried to make small goals for each day to like allow me to keep working hard on that day. And then obviously there's like the bigger goal of writing the essay, but I guess smaller goals just help me a lot like through this week.
All right. Okay. All right. That was very interesting. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You can stop the recording.